Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's October 7th. Desmond Tutu was born on this day in 1931. He was born in South Africa, and he's most known for his nonviolent work against apartheid in South Africa. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for this work in 1984. Apartheid was South Africa's system of racial segregation. It had been implemented by the nation's white minority government. And South Africa had already been segregated long before this point. But in 1948, the National Party came to power. And the National Party began formulating this system of enforced segregation through government policy. So it was something that the government was actively working on doing and enforcing. The Population Registration Act of 1950 sorted everyone in South Africa into one of three categories. They were the Black Africans, people who were multiracial, and white people. Later on, a category was added for Asians. It was illegal for people in these different groups to marry each other. You could only marry a person in your same group. Laws also outlined where each group were allowed to live and operate businesses, and those businesses and public facilities were segregated. Even though the white population of South Africa was a really small minority, these laws favored that white population, giving them the most advantageous places to live and work and access to almost all of the land. This system was extremely strict. It regulated every facet of life. And the South African government was enforcing it in law at the same time as in the United States, the civil rights movement was working to dismantle these types of laws. Black South Africans, along with some white supporters, had been resisting these laws as soon as they were proposed. They had been resisting segregation before the laws even existed. And that brings us back to Desmond Tutu. After spending a couple of years as a teacher, he attended theological college and he was ordained as an Anglican priest. In 1978, he was appointed to be the general secretary of the South African Council of Churches. And it was in this role that he started to become so well known in his outspoken work against apartheid. This included nonviolent protests and advocating for other nations to place economic sanctions on South Africa. He wanted, quote, a democratic and just society without racial divisions. South Africa was facing increasing condemnation from other parts of the world by the time Tutu was awarded the Nobel Prize. That again happened in 1984. The prize itself was also a signal that the issue of South African apartheid was an important one in the world of global humanitarian struggle. In 1990, the South African government finally started repealing these laws, and a new constitution followed in 1993. It took effect in 1994. That year, South Africa elected its first Black president, Nelson Mandela. Although, we should note that the social and economic effects of decades of apartheid still persist in South Africa, and they will for a long time. You cannot reverse decades and centuries of oppression instantaneously. Tutu has continued to do humanitarian work in the years since apartheid began to be dismantled, and he's earned a number of other awards in addition to the Nobel Peace Prize. These include the Albert Schweitzer Prize for Humanitarianism in 1986, the Gandhi Prize in 2007, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009. At the same time, he has also come under some scrutiny in recent years for a number of statements, including some that are described as anti-Semitic. The 1964 Nobel Peace Prize was also connected to apartheid in South Africa. As a side note, it was awarded to Albert Luthuli, who was president of the African National Congress and led a nonviolent campaign of civil disobedience against South Africa's white minority government. Desmond Tutu is still living as of the recording of this podcast, although he has largely retired from public life. Thanks to Christopher Hasiotis for his research work on today's episode and to Tari Harrison for all of her audio work on this podcast. You can subscribe to the Stay in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. You can tune in tomorrow for a moment of heroism immortalized in film.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.